Chapter 2. A Warmer World. Weather stations across the world give us information about the temperature on the Earth's surface. We also get information from ships and buoys in the oceans. All this information helps scientists to decide if the temperature on Earth is going up or going down. Information from the last 150 years shows that the temperature on the Earth's surface has gone up. The temperature in some places has increased more than others, and the warming in the Arctic is greater than in all other places on Earth. Some years have always been warmer or colder than others, and the Earth's climate has changed a number of times in the past. This is because natural things can cause the Earth's temperature to change from one year to the next, or to change over a longer time. These things include the amount of heat coming from the sun, the effect of volcanoes, and weather patterns like El Niño. But for many years, scientists have talked about climate change and the warming of the Earth. Each of the past four decades has been warmer than the one before. The temperature on the Earth's surface. The information we get from weather stations, ships, and buoys shows that since the year 2000, the Earth's temperature has been 0.75 degrees Celsius warmer than it was 150 years ago. But in 2015, the temperature became 1 degree Celsius warmer than 150 years ago. This is a big increase, and scientists are worried about it. Other studies also show that the Earth is getting warmer. For example, studies show that the temperature of the oceans is increasing, from the surface right down to the bottom of each ocean. Other studies show that the amount of snow and ice on the Earth's surface is getting smaller. Melting ice and increasing sea levels. The warming of the Earth is causing the Arctic sea ice to melt. In the 2010s, at the end of the summer, the Arctic sea ice was one-third smaller than at the end of the 20th century. That's a change of the same size as the UK, Ireland, France, Spain, Germany and Italy put together. When the Arctic sea ice melts, it can change the weather patterns in Europe, Asia and North America. As the Earth gets warmer, the water in the oceans gets warmer too. This makes the water expand, get larger. This makes sea levels increase. Also, the land ice in Greenland and Antarctica is melting, and this too causes sea levels to increase. Studies show that sea levels across the world are increasing. When sea levels increase, floods from storms can be more dangerous for people living near the sea. Many of the world's biggest cities, like Shanghai in China, Jakarta in Indonesia, and Mumbai in India, are very close to the sea. Higher sea levels put these cities in danger of floods. The floods in New York City in 2012 showed the damage that big storms can do. These floods caused huge problems for the people of New York City. They damaged homes and other buildings, and many people had no electricity in their homes. This meant no heat, no light, and no way to cook food or heat water. The damage caused by big storms can have an effect for many years and can cost billions of pounds. For now, the Thames Barrier on the River Thames in London protects the city from floods. But if sea levels increase, the barrier might need to be bigger. And many other cities across the world do not have anything to protect them from higher sea levels and the floods they can cause. The warming of the earth puts all of these cities in danger. In many places, building a barrier like the Thames Barrier is either not possible or too expensive. Floods cause a lot of damage.